Two strange weirdos I met in college became quick friends, and they love to travel, so they left the country and moved to Ireland. But now they're back trying to figure out life, and they're a hot mess. The Cadawamplas.
Hello.
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 So that's Davinia.
That's Maggie.
And Owen.
Owen.
Yeah. This is our Irish friend Owen that we talked about in our friendships episode, which was like probably a year ago. So the chance that you remember that episode is slim.
Was it the very first one?
It was one of the first ones.
Yeah, it was one of the first ones.
Third or fourth.
Maybe.
Oh, so when I got special mention for the time you rang me at like half 4 in the morning, like, I don't know where I am.
Yep. Well, there was that.
That.
Okay, I'll come get you.
And listeners, you remember him as the one that when Maggie met him, he like slapped the wall because he just got paint on himself. That's Owen.
I swear to God, I've calmed down since then.
Oh my God.
I was also in a terrible mood that day.
It's angry Owen. Everyone meet angry Owen.
That's nice enough.
Yep. So Owen is here visiting me in Colorado for a week, so we wanted to put him on the podcast.
Yep.
May as well do something productive while I'm here.
Yeah. So here he is.
So we're gonna do hypothetical questions in this one. So it's a little bit of a fun round. We're gonna do would you rather.
Yep.
And I guess obviously they'll be posted to the entire group and we can each take turns reading one. Can we pause for a second?
Yeah.
Let me pause my actual thing. Pause. I have unhit pause.
I have also unhit pause.
Mine's
like
recorded.
Hitting record.
Okay.
All right. So this should be fun.
Yeah.
And just so everyone else knows, there's like different categories of questions we can ask. So this will just get very interesting. Who would like to go first?
How about Owen, and you pick the first question.
Okay.
Yes.
Here, you can. It's touch screen, so you can just scroll with
your
finger if you want.
That's fancy. Trying to be able to see hands.
Ooh.
Yourself. No, 14 is a good one, actually. Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself?
Ooh. Ooh. You go first.
Shit. Someone else's.
Yeah, me too.
I can't fuck up my brain waves like that. Like, by knowing shit about myself.
Because if I see, like, 10 minutes and it's, like, some shit that I didn't think was going to happen, then I'm just... There's going to be so much anxiety over, like, when it's going to happen and how's it going to happen. And
yep.
No, but I mean, like, if you're sitting at home and you look 10 minutes into your future, it's probably going to be still sitting at home doing...
Do you think it... Is it literally... Is it only 10 minutes into the future, or is it, like, 10 minutes of any like, part 4 of the years future. From now?
Right.
Oh, like a 10-minute segment.
Yeah, that's how I'm thinking.
I'm thinking it's like 10 minutes, like 10 or something like that.
No, I was thinking it was like 10 minutes from now.
Owen's like, no, it's literally 10 minutes from now.
I think it's 10 minutes from now. But like,
it's my question. I make the rules. Oh. Well, in that case, it doesn't really fucking matter.
Imagine how weird that'd be, though. Like, if you're able to see 10 minutes of a segment of your future, but you didn't know when it was going to happen.
And right.
Like, it could happen in 2 days or it could happen in 20 years and your whole life, you're just like... When it's going to happen?
Exactly.
What? Like, no. I saw myself getting hit by a bus.
Yeah, exactly.
When is this going
to
happen?
No, hell no. So I'd like to see 10 minutes into Owen's future. Thank you.
Yep.
Probably when I was getting hit by a bus.
We'll each get 10, so we get 20 minutes total to look into Owen's future.
Oh, yeah.
It'll probably just be the same 10-minute segment.
What would you do, Owen? Would you look into your own future or somebody else's?
My own future.
Ooh. Ballsy.
We'll get 30 minutes.
Yeah.
30 minutes of Owen's future. Wow, it's like a feature-length film.
Still better than Hobbit. I think like if it was someone I knew, then yeah, I'd like to look into their future. But if it's someone I didn't know, I'd be like, well, I don't know this person, so why do I need to, why do I need to see it? But if it was like one of my friends,
that's
my
fair.
Own one, yeah.
If it's like a random fucking person, though, like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's like, oh, look into 10 minutes into Donald Trump's future. Oh, he's still a shit president.
Actually, that might not be a bad one, because maybe he's dead by then. What?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Controversial.
All right, you want to pick one?
Oh. No, you go.
All right. Would...
I'm still reading.
Yeah, I didn't read through any of these. We should have done that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh. Okay, I'll go. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I found one. Would you, it's number 11. Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green or never have to stand in line again?
Never have to stand in line again.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. My God.
For sure.
I don't even know. I love both of those.
I mean, it'd be like, I think having all traffic lights be green is just convenient.
Yeah.
But also sometimes you need one to be red. You're just like, I need a second. You need to get your phone or
yeah.
You check something. Whereas never have to stand in queue again. You're fairly sorted.
Yeah, that's awesome. Ugh. Post office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh my God. Yep. DMV.
Oh my God. Going to get your fuck license yes. renewed. No, fuck that. Yeah. No, never stand in line ever again. Or like even yeah. just like when you're super fucking hungry that. And you like go to McDonald's.
Oh.
Never have to stand in line. Right yeah, yeah, exactly.
There you go, straight man.
Oh. It's like they already know your order too because you're there all the time because you don't have to wait in line.
Oh, it's you again.
That makes you sad?
That makes me sad.
That they would know our order.
Yeah, like I'm going there way too much.
No, the trick is to go to a different McDonald's like every two or 3 weeks. So then
that's true.
So then, you know, like, well, they probably communicate between each other.
But... Yeah, they're like, it's this bitch again. Oh, do you remember those cheese bites? Do they still have those cheese bites at the McDonald's in Ireland?
Literally, just thinking about
the little
that.
Round, like disky, like
oh, little mozzarella.
Yes.
Oh my God,
so good.
Jesus.
It's makes the same. Me sad. Same like one of my mates obsessed with nuggets.
Mm.
Don't know why.
So good.
He just goes in and is like, 18 nugs, please. I was like, really?
Yeah, I can fuck with that. I don't like either of these options, so I'm going to ask this question. Would you rather go back to age 5 with everything you know now, or would you rather know everything that your future self will learn?
Ooh.
One more time.
Would you rather go back to age 5 with all the knowledge that you have now? Or would you rather know now everything that your future self is ever going to learn?
Age 5.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I wish I had the vocabulary. I had.
Oh, God. 5-year-old me would just be so overwhelmed and horrified by the world.
I've seen it in. By the time you get to 7, you're like... Okay, well, the world sucks.
You're like a hardened, you know, like smoking cigarettes on the corner at like 7 years old.
Because then I feel like you have the chance to keep learning things. It would suck that if everything you're ever going to learn, you know now. Yeah. What's the point?
Like it'd give you a leg up in that you could, you know, actually get more stuff done. But then, like, imagine, like, even with that, you get overwhelmed with all the knowledge that you know would end, like, so it'd still take you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the transition period in both of them would probably still be the same.
That's true. Oh, God, yeah. No, I just think my 5-year-old self. Because I think about that episode, Tavinia, that you and I recorded where we said, like, if you could go back and, like, give your, what, like, 10-year-old self, like, a peek into your future, into your life now, what would that person, what would 10-year-old Maggie or Tavinia think? 10-year-old Maggie would be fucking horrified at my life right now.
Yeah.
So I think of, like, 5-year-old Maggie knowing what I know now, she'd be like, bitch, like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's like, 5-year-old Maggie's like, I'm 5, I want to be a fire truck.
Yeah, like a puppy. That's what I wanted to be at 5 years old. I wanted to be a puppy. Not have a puppy.
But imagine that.
Be a puppy.
That would ruin your childhood things. Be like, can't be a puppy now. Now I definitely can't be a
puppy. Yeah, like, damn it, cross that one off the list. Like,
oh, by the way, Santa.
Santa, oh, no, cross him off. He's out. Body?
No.
It's horrible. All right, man. You're up.
All right. Ooh, actually, I like this one. Number 18.
Can you have a mouse? Scroll.
Would you rather be able to control animals but not humans with your mind or control electronics with your mind?
Electronics.
I think, yeah, electronics would be well handy.
Yeah.
Because the uprising is coming and I want to be well equipped.
But if you've got all the animals on your side.
I mean, to be fair, you could get a rhinoceros to like full on charge a robot.
Yeah.
And the rhino just be like, I'm going to take this motherfucker down.
I don't think I want to control them, though. I just want to be able to talk to them.
Yeah. to kind of like, you know, tell them things and see the world.
Like, I want to be their friend. I don't necessarily want to be their boss.
Could you imagine if a dog could actually talk instead of like not be able to go woof woof all day? He'd be there like, oh, are you home? I love you.
Oh, little dog. He'd be like, hey, mom, my tummy hurts. Can we go outside, please?
I would love that, actually.
Tavinia's dog shat everywhere.
Yep, everywhere.
All over the floors and the walls. Yeah, so you could control him to not shit everywhere. I don't like the way that it's phrased as being able to control animals, though.
Yeah.
I still choose electronics.
Yeah, I think maybe I would. Yeah.
Yeah, because you never have to worry about your Google Home Mini or whatever it is. Ooh. Like, not understanding your voice again.
Yeah, Owen walked in yesterday and Google straight up just blew him off and was like, nope, don't like that accent, not listening.
Google essentially ghosted me.
It really did. But
my own phone was just like, oh, I'm here to help.
Yeah. I recognize this accent.
Was just like, who the fuck is this guy? My Google was just like, don't forget about me.
Hey, here to help. What do you need? Directions? I got you.
I'm always listening.
All right. You're up.
Okay.
Right?
Would you rather have one nipple or two belly buttons?
I know, if you have one nipple, is it in the center of your body or is it still in the same place? Is, you know, still like offset left and right?
Yeah.
Zero clue, just one nipple.
I'm going to go two belly buttons.
Then again, though, two belly buttons. Are they like kind of offset again from the center or is it both on the center?
Oh, they're like stacked like a snowman?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like a built-in costume every year. I'm going to go two belly buttons for sure.
Oh, that'd be weird.
Owen hasn't made his decision yet. He's like, I don't know. I don't like either of these.
I saw two belly buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could.
I'll take one nipple.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I suppose, you could always, like, if the nipple was offset, you could just get another nipple tattooed.
True.
I'm thinking for pleasure reasons, not cosmetic reasons. I'd rather have two. Mm. Also, you want kids.
I can still push milk out of one boob.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, like, does your one nipple take the power of two nipples?
Oh, that's a good question.
Is it like a super nipple?
Yeah.
It's ultra nipple.
That makes a difference. Like, we always have to have clarifying questions. We can never just fucking answer the question for what it is.
Why would we?
Your turn. Why don't I read over these while we're talking? That would be...
I don't know.
Would you rather every shirt that you wear be slightly itchy or only ever be able to use one ply toilet paper?
Ooh. One ply toilet paper is a sin, though.
Oh, I'd rather use the one ply. I can't stand when shit's itchy.
It'd be kind of itchy. Like,
just like a little bit. Just mildly uncomfortable. Just like
kind of itchy.
You do that like thing where you just kind of shimmy a little, try and get rid of it.
Oh, no, you definitely won't play toilet paper then.
Yeah.
I would have to do the toilet paper because... the itchiness would make me like spontaneously go into hives.
Yeah.
And I would just live my life in hives. And that was not so much good time.
If you knew you were destined to only ever have one ply toilet paper, you'd save money.
That's true.
True.
And you can just stack that shit up. I mean, like, you just use like four times as much.
And you can actually steal it from, you know, like public services.
Ooh, yeah.
Or public bathrooms and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, one ply.
Yeah, who cares? That's actually
also baby wipes exist.
Oh, yeah, and wipes. That's true. That's one of my crowning achievements in life was we lived in Salzburg and we were like too cheap and poor to buy toilet paper. We would literally just steal it like from the university or from anywhere we were.
It's like, look, I'm paying so much in tuition. I'm getting something back.
And so we stole toilet paper. I stole toilet paper. My roommate did not approve. I stole toilet paper from Ober Salzburg, which was like Hitler's hideout in Austria. And I was like, fuck this bastard. I'm stealing the toilet paper. So that was a crowning achievement in my life. Okay, your turn, Owen.
Okay. Someone's out. Ooh, there's some kind of good ones down the bottom. Okay, here's one, just for our love of animals.
Oh, no.
Would you rather have all dogs try to attack you when they see you or all birds try to attack you when they see you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Birds, my heart could not handle if the dogs were all angry at me. Every single dog wants to attack me. No.
Yeah, you could take the pain, but you couldn't take like the lack of love.
Yeah, the emotional heartache could be too much.
Like, you're all you used to be a good boy.
Oh, but you're scared of birds, Davinia, though.
I mean, if you're already scared of them, though, you may as well keep hating them. No point in hating birds and dogs.
I fear them, like, clawing out your eyes and stuff, though. Oh. If they, like, hate you.
Yeah, but dogs could be, like, you know, you walk past, like, a Great Dane on the street and he wants to kill you. His owner's not controlling that.
That's true. Yeah, I guess the birds. I'll just make
every pigeon we walk past, I'll make a suit.
I'll make a suit and just put it over me.
I mean, that's the thing. Do they recognize your face or is it just like your general presence? And they're like, oh, it's you.
Oh, yeah. That's can true. We like put on a disguise?
Yeah, they put on like a hazmat suit. They'd be like, oh, so someone cooking meth.
Yeah. That's
okay. Wait. Owen, did you pick?
Yeah, that was
Yeah, that was my one.
Oh. Birds or dogs? It's your turn.
Wait, you did pick?
Yeah, that was the birds of dogs one.
Oh. No, did you answer it?
Oh yeah. Yeah, sorry. birds.
Like, wait, where are you? Okay, there we go. Okay. Would you rather wake up each morning to find that a random animal appendage has replaced your non-dominant arm or permanently replace your bottom half with an animal bottom of your choice that's not human?
I mean, so the centaurs could be real.
So we could be a centaur. Like part
unicorn.
I mean, could still just be a centaur at that point, right?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah. He'd just be white.
He may as well just be a horse, like.
Or like a dog back bottom side.
Oh my God.
A rhino?
Ooh. See, then again, the problem is.
Giraffe.
Like, would you have like really strong hind legs then? Would you still be like a biped or would you be a quadruped if you're a rhino? Like, would you be able to have to try and walk on using your hands as well? Because then your entire front half is just useless.
I feel like it's the centaur situation where you have the four legs, but then you still have like your two arms up top.
Yeah.
Right? Like you just kind of stick yourself.
That'd be handy. You'd be so functional.
Like your torso is your neck, kind of. But then you still have your head neck.
Yeah. And you still have like human.
Versus like the animal appendage every morning, your left arm could be a dog's penis.
Honestly, though, I think that's the option that I would choose.
And I mean, to be fair, you could just get it removed.
Yeah.
You could just be like, hey, look, I don't want a second penis.
I'm not interested.
You're going to get it removed every day?
Oh, does it grow back every day?
It's a I think I would just deal part with each it. Day. Like, depending on whatever it is, you just, like, you dress it up or whatever. Like, it's fine. I'll figure it out. If it's a penis one day, then you just, like, wrap it up somehow. Like, you could, like, attach it, like, whatever it is, you could kind of, like, bind it to your body and then just put your shirt on over it so people don't have to see it.
Dude, I think you have one arm.
I think I'd rather do that. Because how the fuck are you going to get in bed if like your bottom half is like a rhinoceros?
That's true.
I'm going to do the bottom half and be a kangaroo.
Ooh.
Wait, would you still have like
the
pouch?
Shit out of some people.
Oh yeah,
do you have like crazy kicking legs?
But did you ever see that video of the guy punching the kangaroo?
Yeah. Bolt.
Like, I mean, kangaroos aren't kangaroos. You haven't
seen that video?
You haven't seen it. It's like the kangaroo is the guy's dog in like a headlock. And he just runs over, punches, throws a hook,
and then he punches it in the face. Yeah.
And the kangaroo's going to be like, wait, what?
Wait a second.
These people actually fight back?
That could be you, Tanya, except then you just have to like drop kick somebody with your kangaroo legs.
Right. And then I have human fists too, though. So like, the power of both.
Both, yeah.
Boom. And as well as that, if you're a kangaroo, you could probably jump fairly high, so you could actually like
exactly.
You know, you could win competitions.
Yeah.
Oh my god. What are they going to do? On a trampoline.
Oh hell yeah! And you still have a pouch.
Yep.
Built-in purse. Next. Yeah. Oh god, that's just disgusting. Wow. I don't like any of these.
Ooh, there's actually a good one up there, though. Would you rather never have to work again or never have to sleep again?
Oh, okay, that could be yours in a second. I don't. Great one, but I don't want it.
Okay.
What beeping?
Something's beeping on my end. It stopped now.
Like through your headphones or like in your house?
Through my headphones. Oh.
I do not know. Would you rather have everything on your phone right now, browsing history, photos, etc., made public to anyone who searches your name, or never use a cell phone again?
Never use a cell phone again.
Oh, no. I have everything on my phone public.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, to be fair, look at all the messed up stuff that's on the internet anyway.
Yeah,
like, you're just not a brick in the wall at this stage.
Yeah, that's fine.
The amount of murder things I look up, I'm afraid that people are going
to
be like...
I mean, if the police haven't called you at this point, I think it's going to be grand.
Yeah.
And as well as that, everyone looks up weird murder things at 3 o'clock in the morning when they go down the rabbit hole.
That's true.
Yeah, whatever. You can leak my nudes, that's fine.
I still choose no phone. oh, no, it don't.
Oh, it's turn.
Would you rather never have to work again or never have to sleep again? You won't feel tired or suffer negative health effects. I'd rather never have to sleep again.
I'd never have to work again. Because everybody else is sleeping too. Like, what am I going to do at night while everybody else is sleeping?
Get stuff done.
Yeah. Break into places and do cool shit.
I mean, to be fair, like, if you never feel tired, you'd always have energy to be like, you know what? I want to get stuff done.
That's true.
It's like, you need to go to Walmart at 4 a.m. You go to Walmart at 4 a.m. Is Walmart open at 4 a.m.?
It is. 24 hours.
Especially in Winfield.
That is what we do in Winfield. Our college town, when you're bored, you just go to Walmart.
Can't sleep. Walmart.
Yep.
All there was.
Yeah. No, I'd never work again, because then you have so much free time. You could travel, do whatever you want.
Then am I poor? Because I don't work?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, is it like you never have to work again, would you still maintain a good wage?
Yeah, or, let's say you make like you're not like going to be rich, but it's like livable, you know, it's like $50,000 a year or something.
Okay, then yeah, I'd never work again.
Yeah, but, never work again for sure.
No,
yeah.
I'd go crazy. We both know that.
Yeah, but you could volunteer. You have like all this free time.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true. Okay. Because when we first got to Ireland and we're looking for jobs and I couldn't find anything, was losing my damn mind not being productive.
So remember when you went to the library and asked to volunteer and they were like, sorry, we don't take volunteers?
And they rejected me. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I just want to put some books away.
That's when you've hit the lowest in your life at the library.
Really?
Like,
honestly?
No, thanks. Felt like
it. Not family good.
That was the low point.
Oh, it's your turn.
Okay. I had one. And then I lost it. I'll just go with this one. Would you rather sell all of your possessions or sell one of your organs?
Organ, 10,000%.
Yeah.
Same.
Like, I think we all have stuff that's just way too valuable.
Yeah. Or like, none of it's, like, expensive, but it's, like, emotional value.
You could sell a kidney. Yeah. Two of those, don't you?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't need it. Yeah. Not right now, anyway.
You can sell your appendix.
Why don't need that. Yeah. I don't think anybody needs that.
Your little toe. I mean,
oh yeah, that's not an organ though.
Huh?
It's not an organ.
It's not an organ.
It's 8:40 on a Sunday morning.
Owen's been up since like 6, apparently.
Jesus,
I'm still on Ireland time.
Yeah.
Ooh, would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something that you didn't do, or get away with something horrible that you did, but then you always live in fear of being caught?
Ooh.
That one.
Go to jail for 4 years. Something I didn't do.
Always fear of being caught, but living my best
life. I don't think I could do that, though. I know myself too well. Like, I'd always be paranoid. That's why, like, you know, when we got our visas expired in Ireland and everybody was like, why don't you just stay? Like, they're not going to know. I was like, yeah, but like if I would ever, you know, even just like a traffic violation or anything, then like you're at risk of getting kicked out. Like, I don't know.
And then that just messes up your whole future. Then, like,
yeah, like I don't think I could do that. But do you never get caught?
Yeah. Like ever? Is it a certainty that you're never going to be caught? But then you still have to live with yourself.
Yeah.
I mean,
that'll be fine.
Timmy's like, no.
Yeah, whatever.
Timmy's like, I don't got a conscience. I'm good.
No.
No, couldn't do it. Owen?
Jail for 4 years.
Fair enough. Oh, but I don't want to go to jail for 4 years, something I didn't do.
Yeah, but you know, after 4 years, you're getting out.
That's true.
I mean, assuming you survive jail. That's not on this list. Like, okay. I would definitely not survive jail.
Who asked that question?
Me. He's looking right now.
Let's see.
Jesus Christ, these are deep.
I love it.
Okay. Would you rather have a horrible job but be able to retire comfortably in 10 years or have your dream job but have to work until the day you die?
Ooh. Horrible job and retire in 10 years.
Because then you can just do whatever you want when you retire.
Exactly. Yeah. I could go find a fun job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or and like then do it until the day you die.
Yeah.
you get the best of both ones.
I get both.
Joke's on you. I'm going to work forever either way. Because I'm a millennial.
I just broke the system.
Yeah. Okay. I have one that's not on this list, but I asked it. Okay. Asked it. to Sydney and our friend Ben. And it's like that moral quandary that's always asked of... You're driving a train, and on one track, there are the four most important people to you, and on the other track, there are 20 randos that you don't know.
Sorry, randos.
Yeah.
Could be babies.
Don't care.
Could be, who do you kill?
The 20 randos.
Yeah, they mean nothing to me.
Yeah, I couldn't consciously kill. So if it's like the four people that are most important to me, it's probably like... My mom, my like nieces and nephews, we're going to count them all as one person. No. Mm-mm. Not happening.
Yeah, good me to know.
Yeah, and I do the same.
To be fair as well, like the four people you know, they're not going to go telling people, oh, kill 20 randos.
Be like, yeah, yeah, so you want to hear what Maggie did?
they're going to be like, this bitch saved my life.
She slaughtered 20 random people. Yeah. Isn't that, is that in The Good Place? What show is that in that they always ask that question? I think it's
That was asked in The Good Place also. It's been asked in a couple shows.
Yeah.
It was in Atypical also, the show on Netflix. Mm. It's your turn.
I know. Some of these are funny because I think I'm in the like the deep section. No, they're hard. Okay, we're in the hard section. And it's all these questions about the government. And it's like, it's like, would you rather questions? But it's like, well, funny thing is, we live in this world, so.
Yeah, the very, very last question I think was like, would you rather something or have your government run by people going through puberty? And I'm like, aren't we currently in that state?
Yeah, that's literally happening right now. Would you rather snitch on your best friend for a crime they committed or go to jail for that crime that they committed?
Snitch.
Snitch, 100%. Yeah. Sorry. It's your fault.
How much time are we talking about?
Let's say...
Oh, it depends on the severity of the crime.
Let's say 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Like long enough that... Yeah, right. Long enough that it's like... Ooh.
I mean, yeah, your best friend is going to be super pissed at you.
Sorry, Tiffany, you're going to jail.
I mean, at the same time...
Fuck you.
Like, Tiffany, it's your own fault for committing that crime.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that.
Why'd you do it? Why'd you kill those 20 randos on the track?
That's why you're going to jail, because you slaughtered 20 people on a train track.
10 years for 20 people ain't bad, though. It's a half a year of person.
Yeah.
Maybe good behavior, too.
Yeah. Are you snitching or are you going to jail?
But snitches get stitches.
Snitches get stitches, but you know what? You did the crime. Why is it my job to take that on?
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, what are you going to do for the 10 years that I'm in jail for?
Yeah.
For basically lying for you.
Yeah.
Like, you have fun.
I guess snitching.
We just forced Tavinia to snitching on her best friend. Tavinia's like, I was going to take the blame for the crime.
I don't think I can get in great shape while I'm in jail.
Oh my God. Learn new languages.
The food is terrible. You're probably going to get beat up.
Yeah.
That's true. Terrible things would happen to my body.
Owen, your turn.
Right.
Like, here's one that's like, Would you rather corporations know all of your computer usage or government know all your computer usage? They both do yeah. anyway. So, they like, both, why is this?
They both know the weird stuff I look up. Yeah. So. Like, the Irish government definitely knows that I spend at least 20 hours a week watching videos of Gordon Ramsay shouting at people and hating on their food.
You're like, what does this guy do for a living?
There's like, he just seems to no usage at all, and then just Gordon Ramsay kitchen nightmares. Best of Gordon Ramsay hating on food.
I do love
yeah. Do you ever watch like Beyond Scared Straight?
Occasionally.
It's kind of freaks I just me out. Find it hilarious because they're like, these people will commit horrendous crimes. Like, they'll murder people, beat yeah. people up, whatever. But the second they hear about someone like hitting their mother, it's just like, oh yeah, I went to jail. I'm in jail for life for committing murder. This guy hit his mother. You hit your mother? You're a terrible like, person.
Yeah, exactly.
You're worse than all of
where
us here.
Where we draw the line in prison.
It's
true.
Ooh, would you rather the general public think you are a horrible person, but your family is very proud of you, or your family thinks you are a horrible person, but the general public be very proud of you?
Ooh. I mean, at times I already feel like my family thinks I'm a horrible
That's
person.
That's what I was yeah. just thinking. It's like, I think I'm already there. Like, not that the general public is, like, just so proud of me, but right. I have a pretty solid support system in the way of, like, friends and acquaintances, but I'm 10,000% the black sheep of the family.
Now, if we narrow that down to, like, my mother specifically.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't have that.
I need her to like me.
But part of me thinks, like, I don't know, I think my mom is kind of already there. Like, my mom is still very clearly kind of, like, uncomfortable about the fact that I have a girlfriend. Not that that means that she thinks I'm a horrible person, but, you know, she's already, like we're already kind of dabbling in that world anyway, where she's kind of like, I don't know if this is right, but you're my daughter and I really love you.
I mean, it's just something that's, you know, it's going to take a while for her to get used to.
Yeah.
But then, you know.
It's going to be like that.
Years, yeah, whenever she's just going to be like, is what it is.
Yeah, you're a horrible fucking person, but, you know, I still have to love you.
She'll get over it.
Yeah.
She'll regret.
I think she just needs time.
Yeah, no, she does. So I'm going to go with that one, that my family thinks I'm a horrible person, but the general public is proud of me because I feel like I'm already halfway there. So
yeah, I'll take that one as well. Because my extended family, I don't care about.
Yeah.
Mother right. and father, don't care about my brother's opinion. Mother and father, I could work on them.
I could work on them.
You know, the worst one
for me, and the good thing is, like, boy.
Like my cat already looks at me with complete disdain every time he sees me. So that ship has already sailed.
How much worse can he yeah. get?
He just look at me and go, you. It's like, I know what you did, but I didn't, but I know what you did.
Demenia, what's yours?
Oh, my answer?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as it's not my mother and it's extended family, then I would go with family hate me and.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Friends, or my friends, world.
Yeah.
Like me, whatever.
Yeah. All right, your question.
Yeah. Would you rather spend 2 years with your soulmate only to have them die and you never love again, or spend your life with someone nice you settled for?
Oh.
Wait, so what is it? It's 2 years with your soulmate.
And they die and you can never love again. Or spend your life with someone nice you settled for.
Soulmate.
Soulmate.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah. How do they die? Is it like a long, drawn-out death over those 2 years, like cancer or something that's going to be like really painful and like emotionally hard for both of you? Or like they just like die in a car crash and stuff because of Crowley?
I don't know. The part that makes me nervous to answer is the ending of that one. If you never love again, like, do I stop loving Doc and he's just some dog that shits everywhere in my house?
Oh, no, I think like there's a different kind of love with that, so you have to.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that it's like no more soulmate love, like no more romantic yeah. Love.
Okay. I go with that one.
Yeah.
Wait, did you answer?
Yeah, soulmate.
Yeah, I think we all said soulmate.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to settle because I already did that once. And that was only like for 7 years, and that was horrible.
I mean, either like, yeah. with the settling, yeah, you're with someone, but you're not going to be happy.
Yeah. Just like mild, it's like the yeah. mildly itchy shirt where you're like, yeah.
You may as well have good memories.
Yeah. Would you rather always feel like someone is following you, but nobody is, or always feel like someone is watching you, even though nobody is?
Oh, following.
So either following or watching?
Yeah, but nobody's actually there. It's just this paranoia that you have.
Following, for sure.
Yeah, I think following. Well,
yeah.
You see, if someone's following you, you know, like you could think, oh, they're outside my house. Yeah. Whereas if someone's watching you, you're like, they're looking at me, look up weird things on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna
go with following because I already have that fear.
So, like, how much worse can it get?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say following. Which, like, in itself is a form of feeling like somebody's watching you, but. Mm. Yeah, I'm gonna assume that it at least subsides a little bit when you're, like, in your own home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Would you rather have every cat or dog that gets lost end up at your house, or everyone's clothes that they forget in the dryer get teleported to your house?
Oh my god.
100% the clothes.
Yeah, imagine how many socks you'd have.
Right.
But then the worst thing would be, like, you'd have multiple pairs of socks, but, you know, multiple socks but no matches.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
You just go like Dobby. Just odd socks.
Yep. We just watched that one last night.
Mittens and all. Which one did you watch last night?
Where he got his sock.
Oh, the chain receiver. The
master has given Dobby his sock.
Dobby is free.
I don't know though, because that's a lot of clothes, man. But like literally every cat them. Or dog.
Yeah.
Every single cats. One.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, to be fair, and like you could be living with some mangy cats or dogs as well, like.
But like then maybe I just open like a shelter, right? Because that's like kind of not that far off from my personality anyway.
Yeah, to be fair, you could just, you know, recycle them back out.
Yeah.
And then when they get lost again, it's like, oh, hey, buddy.
I'm going to go with cat or dog, and then I'm going to open a shelter, and there's going to be like a spay and neuter clinic so that like they're all, you know, so that we can like bring down the population of homeless animals. Whereas like, because at least you can like kind of spin that into a good situation, but everybody's clothes at your house.
Yeah.
You can donate them, though. That's what I would do.
That's not,
I would take what I want and then donate all the rest to Goodwill or Salvation Army.
Ugh, I just know myself.
You could find some bomb-ass clothes, though.
You could.
Yeah.
But I'll just go to Goodwill and get them there.
But you know, how often do people forget their clothes in the dryer? Like, I'm fully sure the rate of cats and dogs being lost is probably much higher than...
Oh, I think people do it all the time, though. Shit in the dryer.
Yeah, I hope they lose a lot of their stuff because I want a lot of options.
It just have to be small things then. I mean, you're not going to miss like a big jacket in the dryer unless it falls out.
No, I think it's like when people like do a load of laundry and then they like just leave it in the dryer for like weeks because they forgot that they were doing laundry.
God, those people are just terrible people. Weeks?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Davinia does it all the time. Every time I wanted to do laundry in Ireland... Tavinia's stuff was always in the dryer, and I'd have to text her and be like, what do you want me to do with your laundry?
I had a housemate who freaked on me one day. Like, this is back when I was living back in Cork, and a housemate freaked on me. She has OCD, and like, she went off for the weekend, took her clothes out of the left her clothes in the dryer. And like, the Saturday I had to wash clothes, like, work clothes and everything. Took her clothes out, left them on the thing, because there was no, the work top, because there was no bag. She came back and she freaked on me. Like, she had to rewash all the clothes because of where I'd left them and everything. I was like, you left them there.
Like, kind of insulting to you. Like, you touched my clothes and you're gross, so I have to wash them now.
No, it was like, I left them there and she has OCD and they had to be clean. Yeah. And she's like, I wanted to wear that jacket during the weekend. I was like, just wash it.
So fucking put it on.
It's grand. Calm down. I understand she has OCD. Like, so it's not.
Yeah, not her fault still.
Not her fault, but I mean, there's no way to take at me over it.
Why did you leave Cork? Go back to Cork.
I finished my master's and I was planning on going home for like 2 years. I was like, 2 years, 2 weeks. And now I'm coming up on my 1 year, 1 year, 1 month anniversary.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm going to need all of our friends to just go back to Cork though, where they belong. Yes. Because
and stay there.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm hoping to get back down soon enough because there's no junior kind of developer jobs in Waterford, and if they are required to have like 3 to 5 years experience, and I just hate Waterford. It's grand, my friends, you know, a lot of friends there, but I just rather Cork. English Market, Buffalo Burgers.
I miss the English Market.
One of the guys I work with, I talk so much about English Market. He was down in Cork and he went to English Market, got Buffalo Burgers, and he was like, they were the best thing I've ever eaten. It's like, I told you.
I never had the Buffalo Burgers. But
I'll be like a vegetarian. Pastries.
Kind of yeah.
That lemon tart.
I yes. got that one time. Oh my God.
Did you ever go to On the Pig's Back?
Shit up.
No.
Oh, it was like this cheese place run by a load of French
oh
people.
Oh my God.
It was, it's absolutely class. Just love going to like get my 20 chicken wings and then go and get like blue cheese and be like, yeah, make a blue cheese dip.
Oh
my God.
Cork. I forget whose turn it is.
Tavinia, you go, sir.
I think it is your turn.
Okay. Okay. Would you rather live in a haunted house where the ghosts ignore you and do their own thing?
Yeah.
Or be a ghost in a house living out a pleasant and uneventful week from your life again and again?
Ghosts.
So you would live the same week over and over.
Because, I mean, that's essentially the same as having a cat.
Yeah, so, you just have like some pet ghosts.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the ghost is there. You're like, hey, Tom. Yeah. He just ignores you. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a cat, same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, ghosts. Ghost housemate.
Yeah, ghost for sure.
Like,
the only thing that drives me crazy is if Doc would bark at them all the time.
Oh, yeah, and like growl at him and be freaked out by him.
Yep. Like, dude.
That's true. But like, I was with you on the ghost thing. I'd happily be a ghost, but living the same week over and over. That's the kicker.
Yep. Like a pleasant but uneventful existence, just.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure why this is a would you rather question, but we're going to read it anyway. Would you rather have someone impersonating you and doing really amazing things that you get all the credit for, or would you find money hidden in weird places all around your house every day and you can't figure out where the money comes from or how it keeps getting there? Who gives a fuck where it comes from and how it got there? Money in my house.
Oh, no, but then you'd be like, is someone coming into my house? Is someone...
Oh, that's true.
Like, you know.
Tavinia, do you remember that?
Did they look through that drawer?
Do you remember that, like, quarter or half dollar or whatever it was that you kept hiding in my bed in Ireland?
I was not hiding.
Okay, well, however it got there, there was this, half dollar.
Were you accidentally misplacing it under?
No, it kept showing up in weird places.
Yeah.
And it did, like, it kind of freaked me out at first. At this point, no matter how many times Tavinia denies it, for my own sanity, I have to say that it was Tavinia. So that's true, though, that it would start making you paranoid.
It could be the ghost that just ignores you.
It's true. It's a money ghost.
That's true.
It's like the tooth fairy. So every time it's going around just living a monotonous existence, just putting things
just
on
putting money.
Putting money in their beds.
That's true. It wouldn't be a bad thing, though, to get credit for amazing things that somebody else is doing.
Especially if they're impersonating you.
Yeah, they're impersonating me. Yeah. They think was going
to
happen.
Then again, no. If they're trying to impersonate me, how are they getting, that's a lot of effort in itself. How are they done achieving amazing things? Like, I'm me and I still can't achieve amazing things. So I don't see how someone impersonating me is going to be able to accomplish that.
Fair enough.
Have you seen Living With Yourself on Netflix with Paul Rudd?
Uh-uh.
I haven't, actually. It looks good, though.
Oh.
It does look good.
It's like he goes to the spa because he's super depressed and stuff, and they make him happier, but it turns out they just cloned out the bad parts of him, and they, buried it alive.
God.
And so now there's two of them. One that's, super fucking productive and gets shit done, and then the, other one is kind of, wompy and... but, yeah.
Wompy.
It's pretty funny, actually.
It's a show, right? Not a movie?
Yeah, it's a show.
Oh, it's a show?
Yeah.
Yeah, they came out with the first season. Yeah, it's pretty good, though.
Go check it out.
Can we pause this quickly?
Yes.
What's happening?
Pause. All right, we're back. I forget whose turn it is.
Same.
I'll go. Oh, wait, no, I just did that because it was the money around the house. So it's only turn.
Let's try and get a nice positive one.
Yeah, it's getting dark.
No, that's last.
Oh, I just scrolled back up.
Brush
my teeth.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I suppose we'll go with this one. All the kind of good ones are gone.
Yeah.
Would you rather fight for a cause you believe in, but doubt will succeed, or fight for a cause that you only partially believe in, but have a high chance of your cause succeeding? I mean, you may as well see results, like.
Oh, so I was going to say a cause that you believe in, but you doubt will succeed. Because you think about, like 1916, like, you know, people standing in front of the GPO, they were probably like, well, this isn't going to fucking work, but we got to try.
Actually, yeah, that's true. But then, yeah, like, you know, I mean, like, they got the result that they wanted, you know, like, Ireland became a republic, so.
Yeah.
In the end, like, obviously they would have preferred to have the full country there, but.
Yeah.
You know, it worked out. We got 26 out of 32. We're doing well. The other six will probably be joining us again soon enough.
Yeah.
If Brexit continues, so.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
United Ireland.
That's very controversial.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with that one. A cause you believe in, but small chance of succeeding. Because I don't think I would, like, really fight that hard for a cause I only partially believe in, even if I know I'm going to succeed at it. Be like, hey, yeah, but I don't really care, so.
I would do that. I wouldn't make myself stop caring as much about the ones I really love. Just be like, oh, whatever. So then I could know they would succeed.
Yeah, I suppose, like, it is nice. Like, for me, it's nice knowing that something can potentially succeed, but someone else can do it.
Yeah.
Rather than me being the one who's like, oh, yeah, I'm fighting for it, but no, it's after failing.
Yeah, that's fair.
There it is. Me?
Okay, your turn. Yeah.
Would you rather have constantly dry eyes or a constant runny nose?
Dry eyes, because I already have that.
Yeah, dry eyes.
Runny nose.
Oh, I can't do runny nose.
I can't put eye drops in.
Oh, you can't put eye drops in? Divinia makes this horrible noise when she puts eye drops in. She just goes, eh. She'll be like Tina Belcher.
And I don't put them in. Other people have to do it for me and fight me horrible. On it.
The other day I was watching Bob's Burgers, and it was the episode where Linda has to put Gail's eye drops in.
Oh my god, yes.
And Gail, like, just absolutely fucking refuses, and she, like, even wears, like, a shower curtain over her head when they go out in public so that Linda can't try to get the eye drops in.
Yep.
I was like, I feel it's that. Tavenia.
Yep. I felt that so hard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but the runny nose thing, since I like makeup so much, every time you blow your nose, you mess up your makeup.
I don't wear makeup, so.
I'm not trying to do that, yeah. Would
I feel like this is your last question, and then we have to start doing the
okay. Do you have a good one, or should we just pick a random one?
No, it's your turn.
Oh god. Okay. Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions, like a mood ring, or tattoos appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday?
Ooh.
Color changing skin, that's cool as fuck.
That sounds cool as shit.
Yeah.
But the tattoos sound awesome also.
It depends what you did the day before.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, like, have all my weird shit exposed to the world on, like, a forearm tattoo. I mean, I guess you just put on long sleeves.
Like, if you did something badass, like went skiing or something like that, or, you know, like, that'd be cool. But if you just lay in bed eating Doritos.
Yeah, like, I'm, like, actually a pretty disgusting human. I don't really need that tattooed on me.
Yeah, I'll take changing skin.
I want the tattoos because I want to live like fucking like Avatar Maui or some shit, and like tell the ancient stories of our people, and tattoos just pop up on my body and disappear.
That's true. You could convince people that you're like a goddess.
Yes. The sunflower goddess.
Oh my god, but like the three of us together, we got two color changing people and this like tattoo woman.
Unstoppable.
Oh my god, we'd be unstoppable.
I mean, they're not exactly going to be useful superpowers for fighting crime.
But people will think that we're so cool.
Mine will. I'll be like, I know what you did yesterday because I followed you. And then, boom.
My God.
Showed
up. Wouldn't your tattoos just be you following someone, though?
Maybe it'll be what I was looking at.
It's just like you peeking around corners and shit. So weird. I tell you to the thing where you like kind of bring your arms up like a T-Rex, like you creep hands.
Sleuthing.
Sleuthing, so sneaky. All right. I guess we don't really need to do hardest part to get real with the realizations that we've had. But let's do what
realization we had.
Okay. All right. Well, did you have any realizations?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh.
Yes, exactly.
That I struggle with snitching on people and consider jail time.
Yeah. That was going to be mine, too, is that I am willing to throw anyone under the bus.
Yeah. People are bastards, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, was my best mate, but I'm not going to jail for him. Like.
No. Yeah, so I think that's my realization, is that push comes to shove, I'm choosing me. Sorry, guys.
Literally push to shove.
Yeah.
Into jail.
Right into jail. Bye, bitch. Shut the bars.
Bye, bitch. Okay. That we do joy.
What, Owen, what brought you joy this week? And if the answer is not coming to see me, you're okay. Kicked out.
Or this exact moment when we're all talking and it pretends like we're together.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's nice. That's nice.
I finished work on Wednesday for 2 weeks. I was on the early shift. So that was nice. Then came here. I mean, to be fair, my week is fairly unproductive most of the time. So coming here is like doing a 180.
That's true. He's going to like go see museums. And I think that's actually pretty much all that's on your agenda for now. But today we're going to like go up into the mountains. So that's exciting.
Ooh, nice.
Can't wait.
Be careful with the air.
Yeah. I told him to make sure he hydrates a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when I got off the plane yesterday. All day, my mouth was just really dry, no matter how much water I drank.
Would you rather have permanently dry eyes?
Or... Yeah.
Permanently dry eyes, because dry mouth was just horrible.
Mm.
What brought you joy? Tavinia.
Yeah, do you know yours? Because I have to think.
Last time we recorded?
I know mine. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I built a fort last night. I built a fort with my friend Sydney, who's still sleeping. And we watched Harry Potter inside the fort, and it was awesome. And we had snacks, and we had pizza, and just really lived our best lives.
Truly.
Yeah. I mean, those are the best Saturday nights, though.
Yeah.
Now I'm, like, kind of jealous and wondering if there's space in my apartment for us to build a fort. I don't think there really is, sadly.
There's always space, if you believe.
If you believe, if you put your mind to it.
Yeah. Yeah. We go bed to couch.
Yeah, maybe. But then we're like, awkwardly close. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
What brought me joy? Well, Owen's here, so that's exciting. I'm just basking in the accent.
Yes, I know. As he's talking, I'm just like, I wish I could hold his face and just be like, oh, never leave us.
Aside from that, what did I do this week? It's a pretty uneventful week. Oh, yeah. It's brought me joy. So there was a small electrical fire at... not our building, but some other like state office building, but it knocked out our electricity and our heat in our office building. So we got Monday off because
that's a great Monday.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of annoying though, because it was supposed to be like a work from home day, but I hadn't brought my computer home over the weekend because I never do. Because why the fuck would I bring my computer home over the week, my work computer? And so we had like a remote meeting still. We were supposed to meet that Monday. So we just met on like Zoom with our team. And then afterwards my boss called me and was like, okay, well, so like, can you post this to the website? And I was like, no, cause I don't have my, so when you work for the state, if you use your personal phone or your personal computer or whatever to do work things, you're at risk of, we call it CORID, which is the Colorado Open Records Act, which would mean that if I'm doing work on my phone or my computer, it could technically get CORID. Yeah. And they could like see everything on my personal.
Because you're not running on an internal network.
Yeah, exactly. So he was like, can you post this to the website? And I was like, no, I cannot, because I'm not trying to log in on my computer, my personal computer, and get CORID. So I walked to the office to see if I could get my computer. And we have a code. Like if the outside doors are locked, we have a code that we can get into the building. But I don't have a key for like where my cubicle is. I don't have a key to get in there. So I was literally standing like with my face pressed up against the glass, looking at my computer, but couldn't get to it. So that was kind of annoying. But so then I just had a free day because I was like, yeah, full stop. I am not working on my personal computer. And my boss was like, okay, well, see you tomorrow then. So that brought me joy. I got a day off. I realized we haven't done like music and shows in a long time.
My show would be Living With Yourself.
Have you finished it?
Yeah. Oh, I finished it in like a day. Oh. It was pretty damn good.
I am really loving the song Mount Everest by Labyrinth. It's like, do you know that song?
I've told you about that song.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, it was on
Euphoria?
No. I was going to say it was on a playlist I was listening to.
It was on that show Euphoria that I'm begging
you. Oh, shit. No, it's okay. No, you're right. You talked about it. Yes. 1 week because it's already in our playlist.
Yes.
Because it just asked me if I wanted to re-add it. Okay, well, so hey, I caught up now. And I'm an idiot and added it twice, and I have to go remove it. Okay,
I can't so even I be mad that. Though because you've told me about songs and then I find them and I'm like, oh, I love this song. You're yeah. like, didn't I just tell you?
I literally sent you that song. All right, so in that case, I'm going to go with. Ooh, I have a few. Ooh, Slide by Her and YG. There's, I'm not wearing my glasses. I'm struggling to find. That one's really good. Also, like the La La Land acoustic by, who is this? Bryce Vine. It's really good. That's sort of like R&B meets like easy listening kind of style. And then I've also just been loving, it's called Hit Yo Dance by Ruby Rose and Yella Beezy and NLE Choppa. There's no good way for me to say these kinds of names when they end with like a Y or with an A on the end. I have zero street cred. So my it just sounds stupid. No, but like yours isn't like a, you know, you're not, what's this person's name?
I mean, yours isn't like a nickname, Ron.
NLE Choppa?
Yeah. I mean, we can make your name badass, but just going like Tavinia. She said it's Tavinia.
That's how actually everyone in my office calls me. Tavinia.
Tavinia.
I'm like, okay.
Ah, Tavinia! That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah, or the Activia. Well,
Tavinia. Yeah, yeah, okay, those are all my songs. Do you have shows?
Your name is a delicious yogurt that provides good
like, probiotics and shit. Yeah. no, that's my only show. Is the Living With Yourself.
Okay.
What?
Owen, do you have any music or show recommendations that you would like to talk about? It's okay if the answer is no.
I have a good music one, all right. It was, what's her name? Georgia Smith. Did you ever watch the, Tiny Desk concerts?
Yes. Occasionally.
Like, she has a, her Tiny Desk is absolutely class. She does, but she's...
Also won't be on Spotify, huh?
I think there's an artist called Lucas Taylor.
Yeah.
Might be his name. And she has a song with him called Loose Ends. It's actually class.
Let's see. Loose Ends.
Loyal Karner.
Okay, so yeah. We're going to... Oops, don't want to play it. We're going to add that to our playlist. Boom. Owen's officially immortalized in the playlist. All right, cool beans. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts from anybody?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to go to the mountains now.
I think my dog's about to shit again, so.
Okay, cool. Yep. You should go handle that.
All right, goodbye.
Okay, bye. Bye.